Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Going nowhere.
And we are just really having a wonderful, informative Christina Liu show, which is exciting. I mean, there's so much
I think this is wonderful that we're having an opportunity to not rush through this and to have a chance to really talk about the activities and things. There's so much this town offers, and it's fabulous.
It really is. I agree with you. And the thing is, the bulk of it is for free. I mean, if you're lucky enough to win Lotto this weekend, that's another story. You don't really care. It's the two Lottos. Well, what do you call them? Mega Millions and Powerball. They're both in the mid 300 millions.
Yeah.
In fact, I at my work, I don't know who different places you chip in. So in my office, they did a chip in, and they figured it out that if we win, it's $11,232,000 per person.
Wow. Well, remember who your favorite producer is.
$11,232,000 per person. That's an interesting number.
Hmm. Yes, it is. It's a
substantial number.
It's a big number.
A lot of taxes.
But what would that number be if it was seconds?
If it was seconds?
11,232,000 seconds.
I don't have a foggiest idea what that would be.
That's the number of seconds since Christina Liu's birthday.
Wow. I felt the connection to that number.
Oh, you got me on that, John. Yeah. I have to admit, John got me. Okay.
I knew you were ready for it. I said, Ian's not going to get this one today because I figured, let me go to sex.
He's putting in different things.
You're right.
It's no longer our date.
We're going to go minutes. We're going to seconds.
I wondered where it was, but I didn't get it.
Well, there you go. You know,
Now we know. Now we know the seconds.
I like the seconds.
Since.
Not before, but since.
Yes. We have to get to the half birthday, then we start counting, you know, down.
You have to start doing like eye blanks, like how many.
I like that. We'll add that to the list. John always amazes us. But, you know, enough about my fabulous birthday. We will stay tuned for that along with the conference info. But, you know, we were talking, you know, just generally about, you know, just the services, Project Independence offers in addition to this amazing radio program. And, you know, we always just like to remind people because, you know, no matter what, there's been people who have been in this program now for 10 years even, you know, and we just celebrated our 10th anniversary last year. And it just, there's such amazing programs and services, and the people that are involved are so dedicated to it. And I just want to remind people about some of the services that are offered.
Speaking for those of us involved in this program, it's phenomenal. It's a wonderful opportunity to participate in an activity such as this one, and it's really an honor to be part of the committee and part of everything. I just wanted both of you to know how highly esteemed.
It's nothing to do with me.
You're one of Christina's minions.
Well, you know,
I have my crew.
Privilege of knowing John.
I have my PI squad,
and Christina, and
thank you.
Well, it's
to
a privilege.
Learn so much. This has been
a phenomenal
experience.
Wonderful.
I think the other co-hosts and committee members also feel good about this as an activity.
Well,
thank you so much.
It is absolutely our pleasure to you know, to have a show like this. You know, this is the place that we always have every week that we really have the opportunity to promote all these wonderful, wonderful things that are really going on in North Hempstead and within Project Independence, which is really
amazing. You have wonderful guests coming on. And it's such an array. The topics have been so varied, and it's done in such a conversational, friendly fashion. Mm-hmm. And the whole format of this has been just over the top.
Well, and I mean, we're coming up on our 6th anniversary in September, which I can't believe it's been, you know, already 6 years, which is amazing. And you know, what is great, you know, Project Independence as a whole was founded on, you know, the principle of really, you know, in addition to providing certain services that are, you know, not in the community. You know, it's really about also connecting you to services that are in the community already. You know, we're not trying to duplicate anything. So what's great about this show is that we've met all these agencies and all these people who really, you know, have been added to the network, you know, because I come back after the show and say, oh my God, I have material on this. I give it to the social workers and nurses, you know, and it really becomes this whole thing. So
I've learned so much from this show.
I agree with you 100%.
I don't take my sunglasses off, and I make sure that I have them in the sun and know the importance, which we had from an ophthalmologist that was in here.
It's the golden nuggets that you take away from each other.
It really is. And
that's Iris. How is she? I haven't seen her in a while.
She's been actually in California with her grandson.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I can tell you that it is so exciting when Christina says, are you available? And I go, yes. And I put it on the calendar, and I'm like counting the weeks and the time, and knowing that this is really a very important
event. Well, and you do a wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank
and
you.
I mean, all and like, you know, you really do. It's and that's what we say to people, you know, to be a co-host, you don't need to have had any fabulous broadcasting experience. You just need to come and want to learn and listen and, you know, prepare and be engaged. And, you know, it works wonderfully, the whole thing.
And those of us who are dreamers who said, well, I figured I'll be sitting here stuffing envelopes and putting stamps on things. Never dreamt that we would
become
have
a radio
this
personality.
As an opportunity.
There you go.
That's right. And as my sister says, boy, I think you're going to be famous now.
Yeah.
I said, yes, I am.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. And so, a big thank you to, obviously, Dan Cox over here at WCWP at LAU Post, because it's just, it's a wonderful, you know, we have a little family going on here, and I think it's been working perfectly for, you know, these 6 years that we've been doing this. So it's exciting, and I look forward to all the wonderful guests that we will have on.
I agree. So, I want to answer one thing. It is so educational. This is one of those programs that I learn every week. It's like, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. The Medicare woman a couple of weeks ago. I mean, you go through any week.
Yeah.
And really, so it is, from the senior perspective, it's a great resource.
Yeah. And the thing is that you can really talk to them and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is fabulous.
Good. Well, I'm glad. That's why we do these things. And this is obviously, and all of the things that I do with Project Independence is obviously my favorite.
And just one more throw in there, because I've been doing it for like 2 years now.
Yeah, I think it's 2 years.
Yeah,
I
was here at least the minimum of that, right.
The repeats are minimal. Honestly, yeah. I mean,
and the
I
only time, you know, and when the topics are, you know, repeated, it's because there's new information, updated information, which I think is great. So there's so many people out there, and, you know, every day, you know, I'm getting calls, you know, oh, put this person on. Oh, can I be on? You know, so it's certainly really quite the
good.
It's in demand.
Repertoire.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's in demand, and it's great.
But in addition to this, I also want to remind people, you know, of our social work services and our nursing services, which are huge and really, I mean, the foundation of Project Independence, because they are the ones that are in the home, or you can visit them in the office, and they are like the keepers of all kinds of knowledge. So all these resources that we have, you know, they keep there. And so if you call, there's that one call to 311, and you it could be as simple as, you know, I need my gutters cleaned. They will know how to connect you to that and really go in and tell you about the program and different services that are offered, which are really endless. And I think that's and they've been seeing so many of these seniors for years now, which I think is wonderful. You know, I was actually doing site visits just to check in on the social workers and nurses, see how everything was going. And they were telling me that they really, you know, they check in on people, you know, and I think that's great. So it's, you know, they'll pop in, oh, I haven't heard from Mrs. Smith in you know, a couple of months. How are you doing? You know, so just, and I think it's such a comforting thing for the resident to have, you know, to know, oh, someone's thinking about me, you know, which is really great. So I just want to give a kudos to them. I mean, they provide everything from caregiver support to, you know, counseling to information and referrals. And the nurses will sit there and they'll do medication management with you. And a lot of times they're the facilitator with the doctor, because it can be so hard to understand certain things. So it's really endless, the things that they can do. And I think it's great. It's a great thing that we actually have that. You know, I look at other towns that would really wish they only had that one person that could help you navigate these things, because it's certainly overwhelming, especially when, you know, a lot of times we'll get calls for, you know, needing help to fill out Medicaid eligibility applications. because it can be really, you know, tedious and hard. You don't know where to find the documents. And these social workers, I mean, they tell me these stories, and it's just, you know, it blows my mind every time about just how they'll go in and, like, you know, sift through papers upon papers and really get this all together for them. So it's really wonderful. In addition to, I want to remind people that we have a veterans caseworker, Gail, who's one of our regular social workers, but also does for veterans, too, and that is for any age. We want to remind people. So if you are a veteran or you know a veteran or the spouse of a veteran, it's definitely something that I think is great North Hempstead's providing now, too. So kudos to the health and human service piece of Project Independence, because they are certainly the heart and soul for that. And, you know, we mentioned Shari briefly, the transportation piece that we do. That is for food shopping, is completely free. So twice a week you can go to local spots. And what's great about these local spots, too, because I'll hear Shari on the phone, it's really spots that was a consensus. So, you know, she spoke to a bunch of people and they did a whole survey as to the most frequented places in your particular region. And she'll get calls, too, and they'll be like, well, you know, we want to go to blah, blah, blah. And the key is, if enough people call 311 and request going to whatever the store might
okay,
be, you know, changes are able to be made. So it's just something I also want to remind people about that, too. So,
well, that's a wonderful concept, because it shows we're going to the stores that the people want. And
right.
Nobody can turn around and say that XYZ store is giving mm-hmm. the town money
because
to bring
changed.
Everybody
it's
to them.
It's changed numerous times, like the stores, just depending upon, you know, and especially, I mean, I guess it was a couple of years back now when all those supermarkets were closing and changing names.
Right,
and
right.
You know,
yeah, wall bombs.
Right. It was a whole thing. So the whole program had to essentially be, you know, revamped and stuff. And some people weren't happy with different things, so they would add other places. I mean, just seeing, you know, I've been with the program now for a while, and, you know, when transportation first started, and just seeing how it's kind of evolved over the years is really amazing. So.
You know, I have a question. Something I've noticed relatively recently, and maybe you know a little more about this. There's a parking spot if you're a veteran. That seems to be. Have you noticed that in some of the? What? How did that come to be?
You know, I don't. I'm not totally sure.
Okay. Okay.
I know in North Hempstead it was designated, maybe it was like a year or two now, a Purple Heart town.
Yes, right, yes. Right. Oh, okay. Is that...
So it very well could have that. I know, like, you know, I mean, there's a veterans committee now in North Hempstead provides too.
Because it's a special parking space that is very close to the entrance of the grocery stores.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I've
I'm not sure how that went, but I think it's all in collaboration with these different things.
Oh, okay, okay.
Actually, with that, we have to have one more break to take. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.